So, 4 years ago, I wasn't really thinking about language learning. It almost never crossed my radar, except for those rare occasions when I would be watching TV or watching a movie and I hear somebody speaking in German or French or Italian, and I would think for a minute, wouldn't it be nice to speak German or French or Italian? And then the thought just kind of passed. But then, in February 2018, one night I was watching Jeopardy, and a question about Duolingo came up. And at this time, I had never even heard of Duolingo. And as I said, I wasn't really thinking about language learning at all. But then something about this idea of an app that will help you learn languages, which, again, I hadn't heard of before, it just struck me. And it just really gained my attention in a big way. And maybe it was something that was subconsciously building in me. I don't know. But that night was the start of an insane language learning journey that continues to this day. This is the Unconventional Polyglot, a podcast that explores languages and language learning from someone who has followed and also broken many of the conventional rules for how to learn languages. I'm your host, Will, and language learning is my passion. So, back to my story. I had been watching Jeopardy, saw the question about Duolingo, and that night, I downloaded Duolingo, and I looked at the list of languages, and as maybe you've experienced before, I'm like a kid in a candy store, like, wow, look at all these languages I can learn. So I said, okay, let's see, Spanish, yes, I actually had studied Spanish previously, like, sure, let's refresh the Spanish. Chinese, Mandarin Chinese, I had studied that as well in the past. I'll go ahead and do some review on that. And then I thought, okay, well, let's see. French. I love the way French sounds. It just has a real smooth sound to it. Yeah, I'm going to do French. Oh, but there's German. I also like the sound of German. It's very unlike French, but I really like it for some reason. I'm going to pick German. Oh, and there's Italian. Yeah, Italian. I love the way Italian sounds. It's like music. Yeah, let's pick that. And then there's Greek. I knew the Greek alphabet, roughly, because I had a background in physics. Physics uses the Greek alphabet quite a bit. So, I have an interest in Greek. Let's go ahead and do that. And then Hebrew. I had an interest in the Bible, although I had no interest in understanding ancient Hebrew, because it's kind of hard to talk to people in the 21st century in ancient Hebrew. But I figured, hey, Hebrew. I'm kind of interested in Hebrew. I'll pick that. So I picked 7 languages right off the bat, which for a lot of people is probably a big mistake. And for me, it could have been a big mistake. Who knows? Maybe in the end it will be, but I really don't think so. So I started off with these 7 languages. And then not too long after that, I started using an additional app, Memrise, to help me learn vocabulary. And I was ready to roll. And within probably a week or two, I decided, I don't have any Slavic languages that I'm learning. Let's add Russian. And I also thought, gosh, you know what? Portuguese. I really don't know much about Portuguese, but I figure with my knowledge of Spanish And, you know, I'm also learning Italian and French. Might as well throw in, you know, the fourth major Western Romance language. Why not? So I was up to 9 languages. And then a couple of weeks after that, I was thinking, well, you know, I'm studying Chinese, but what about Japanese? I don't have any other East Asian languages. So, yeah, let's start learning Japanese. Let's just see where that goes. And at the same time, I was thinking, you know, part of my heritage as a white guy is Irish. And I saw there's an Irish course on Duolingo. Let's try that. I don't really know anything about the language, but let's give it a try. Maybe it's not that bad. So I was up to 11 languages. And this just kind of kept going on. So over the next couple of years, going on with these languages, I also added several more. I added Latin, because Latin was something that I had always been interested in. I viewed myself, and still do, as somewhat of an intellectual. And a major part of European history is the Roman Empire and the great works of Latin literature. And, you know, classical Latin just has this very powerful yet antique sound to it that really interests me. So I started learning Latin a little bit, and then Duolingo introduced an Arabic course. I thought, you know, I've been quite interested in Middle East history and politics for some time. Let's throw on Arabic. And then a little bit later, I thought, I'm learning 4 of the 5 most widely spoken Romance languages in the world, but I'm missing Romanian, so let's add in Romanian. And then, about maybe a year ago, a little more than a year ago, I decided to add on Yiddish. Now, but prior to about a year and a half ago, I had no idea what Yiddish was, really. I just thought of it as this, I guess, Jewish language, like associated with European Jews, but beyond that, I really didn't know. So I started learning about it, started learning some Yiddish, and then finally, about, 6 months ago, maybe, I realized that there was a Catalan course on Duolingo. Although it's not available for, you know, English native speakers. It's available for native Spanish speakers. But I was like, hey, I'm going to try it out. So there you go. All added together, that's 16 languages that I study. I still study all 16 of them. There's one additional language, Hindi, that I tried briefly, and for whatever reason, it was a real struggle just trying to learn the alphabet for Hindi, and I kind of put it aside and haven't gone back to it yet. Eventually, I would like to return to it, but anyway, 16 languages. So every day, I study 16 languages. How do I do that? Well, hopefully in this podcast, I can explain in a lot more detail over coming episodes how I do that, how I stay motivated, my techniques for studying. I would like to talk also in more depth about each of the languages that I study, things that I find interesting about them, ways they're related, and so forth. So this is a podcast for language learners and especially people who want to learn several languages, whether simultaneously or spread out over time. I'm hoping that I can give you a lot of interesting perspective and interesting techniques, interesting experiences. experience that I can relate to you. So that's really what this podcast is about, and I hope you'll keep listening, and I'll see you next time.